Federal Reserve officials said yesterday that the U.S. may be in store for 3 increases in interest rates next year because of concerns about inflation. It'll be a change because interest rates have been near zero throughout the pandemic. And whether you've got money in a savings account or you're trying to pay down a credit card, it all could have a big impact on you. We're taking a closer look at how these interest rates work and why they matter to your wallet. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you worried about inflation? Are you feeling it when you buy stuff? What do you think about the idea of these possible interest rate increases coming next year? You're paying off a lot of credit card debt, worried about having to pay higher interest rates in the future? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Taylor Tepper is a senior financial analyst with Forbes Advisor. He's a personal finance journalist who's covered a range of financial topics in the New York Times, Newsweek, Fortune, and elsewhere. Taylor, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, we see in the headlines all the time, Federal Reserve is doing a thing. Can you give us a quick 101? What is the Fed? What's its job?
The Fed is the nation's central bank, and its job is 2 things. It's to maximize employment and to keep prices stable. So that basically means it wants to get as many people working as possible without running inflation too high for too long.
And one side of that equation has people worried right now, the inflation side. Can you remind us of some of the numbers we're seeing out there?
Yeah. Inflation is at about a 39-year high, if you look at the consumer price index. And even using sort of the inflation gauge that the Fed prefers to use, it's extremely high. It's over twice as high as the Fed thought it would be this time last year. So consumers are not crazy. Prices are higher, and they're much higher than the Fed thought they would be, even as early as this spring.
And I want to talk about the T word here, transitory. The Federal Reserve folks were saying this. And the tricky thing is, yes, it's a thing that'll go away. Does that mean next week or next year or next decade? It sounds like the Federal Reserve is stopping using that word now. Why is that?
Well, because they were wrong. I mean, basically, that was it. They thought that they were never very, specific about inflation would be transitory for like 6 months or 9 months or 7 months and 2 days. But the general cut and thrust of it was there would be a ramp up in inflation as the economy got going, because you're comparing 2021 prices with a growing economy to 2020 prices when the economy was depressed. And eventually, as the year went on, it would work itself out and things would get more normal. And that was just wrong. Like, the inflation is growing. It's becoming more broad based. It's become more embedded in various parts of the economy. And so now the Fed has said that they're going to stop using that word because it wasn't very descriptive or effective or true, and start sort of believing that inflation is sort of more long lasting, at least in sort of their outward expressions. And that's why they have interest rates potentially rising at least 3 times next year.
Talking to Taylor Tepper with Forbes Advisor about the Federal Reserve, inflation, and interest rates. You can join in with your thoughts and questions at 800-642-1234. Taylor, that takes us to this tool you just mentioned, the interest rates. Why would the Federal Reserve be increasing interest rates as a tool against inflation? How does that work?
So basically, I mean, just think about it in terms of sort of gas and brakes, right? So when the economy is bad and everyone is sort of doesn't want to spend and banks don't want to lend and things are really gummed up, the Fed will cut interest rates to sort of stimulate the economy. And that's what it did in 2020, right? And that's what it did after the Great Recession, brought interest rates down to zero. And when that gets going a little too fast and people are a little worried that inflation is going a little too high, then they'll start tapping on the brakes. And right now, that involves something called tapering, which was they're slowing the pace of these bonds that they've been buying. That's like a small way. It sort of helps the economy. But the big way it taps the brakes is by raising interest rates, because it makes it more expensive to borrow money. And that sort of crimps the general animal spirits of the economy. So, and that's sort of what it's planning. The interesting thing is, and the reason the Fed believes that it can tap the brakes sometime next year is that employment, the labor market, it's pretty tight right now. You know, like McDonald's has to offer bonuses to people to sign up. So in that way, it's feeling somewhat confident. But I would offer a little note of caution that we may not actually see the three hikes that the Fed is talking about. One, because the labor market, while it's tight, there are a lot of people not working in jobs that were working before the pandemic, right? So something called like the labor force participation rate of prime age workers, which is like 25 to 54, that's down. It's down substantially from before the recession. And so that means that there's a lot of people out there who could work, and you know, a lot of them are sort of women who are taking care of kids because school has been so messed up with the pandemic and all these sort of crazy things that families had to do to sort of deal with life now. And if life gets more back to normal, those people will get back into the labor force. And so the Fed may think that, you know, the labor force has a little bit more, you know, needs to grow a little bit more before it taps on the brakes. So it's sort of this, you know, it's a push and pull thing between wanting to get as many people working as possible without causing inflation to run too high.
Let's bring out a caller at 800-642-1234. Michael is with us in Milwaukee. Michael, hello.
Hi. Hello. A couple of things. As far as inflation, I'm not concerned about it. And these are different times right now. This isn't normal inflation. And it isn't only inflation. We could be concerned about it here if it was inflation in our country. But this is worldwide inflation and has caused mainly by this coming out of this COVID lockdown and all this stuff. And it's going to take years for the economy worldwide to get back to normal. That being said, as far as the rate increases, they are long overdue. Having 0% interest or just about 0% interest is not a sign of a healthy economy if you got to keep boosting it at the expense of other people. Myself being a senior citizen, we depend upon interest from our meager savings to survive on, and a quarter of a percent interest just doesn't cut it. And it really hasn't helped with home buying and stuff like that, because if you watch what happened, when the interest rates are down ridiculously low as what they have been over the past quite a few years, home prices have skyrocketed. So that really hasn't helped. In fact, it's probably hurt the consumer more than helped them because of the cost increases and things. So that's just my opinion.
Michael, thanks a lot for the call. Well, you gave us a lot to work with there, Taylor. I want to launch from his last point there, the impact of low interest rates on the housing market. Now, the Federal Reserve interest rate isn't exactly the mortgage interest rate, but they are related, as I understand it. What do you think of that notion that these low interest rates driving up the cost of housing, which is part of our inflation?
Yeah. So I would say that the more important interest rate number for mortgages is the 10-year Treasury yield, more than the federal funds rate. And the 10-year Treasury yield isn't controlled by the Fed. It's controlled by the bond market. And right now, the yield is very, very low because the bond market doesn't think that the economy is going to grow very fast in the long term. And they don't think the economy is going to grow very fast in the long term because of severe, you know, long-term trends. Like, it's an aging population, there's technological development. And so that has more to do with interest rates being really low. To your caller's point, mm-hmm. Housing prices were depressed for a long time after the Great Recession, even though interest rates were really low. So it's just because interest rates were really low doesn't mean housing prices are going to go skyrocket. The reason there are housing prices are expensive now is because there's not that many houses available. People aren't building that many houses. And that's a different trend, a different problem altogether. So I would say that, you know, for mortgages, that's more tied to the 10-year, and the 10-year has stayed stubbornly low because the bond market just doesn't think the economy is going to keep growing as fast as it's growing in 2021.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Taylor Tepper, senior financial analyst with Forbes Advisor, with us today to break down the Federal Reserve, how it tackles inflation, and why changes in the interest rate can matter to us. We'll get into more of that in just a bit. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How have interest rates impacted you? Are you worried about inflation? Are you feeling those costs? Do you want to see the Federal Reserve take action and increase those rates in the hopes of slowing down inflation. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our look at how changes in interest rates impact you. News from the Federal Reserve yesterday that there may be three interest rate increases coming up next year to deal with ongoing inflation concerns. Taylor Tepper stays with us from Forbes Advisor. You can call in with your thoughts, your questions, your experiences with inflation, your thoughts on the impact of very low interest rates at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Here's Fed Chairman Jerome Powell talking yesterday about easing up the Fed's stimulus efforts.
We are phasing out our purchases more rapidly because with elevated inflation pressures and a rapidly strengthening labor market, the economy no longer needs increasing amounts of policy support.
Taylor, I want to follow up on something else our caller Michael brought up. He says, hey, a senior relying on interest rates from savings, very low interest rates, sees the current low interest rates hurting his retirement years. Can you talk about who is helped or hurt by lower or higher interest rates?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So if you have money in your bank account, that is, you are hurt, like your caller said. Incidentally, though, just because the Fed raises rates doesn't mean that banks will automatically or very quickly start raising the yield that you get on your savings. So I would just have a word of caution there that it's not – the banks take their time in passing that onto its customers. And then when interest rates rise, debt holders, if you have credit card debt, for instance, you start paying more. The APR – is tied to the federal funds rate. And so if you have, you know, credit card debt, if you've sort of, especially after Christmas, then you could be looking at a higher bill. So that's generally who loses.
How about things like, are adjustable rate mortgages still a big thing like they were in the lead up to the housing crash and Great Recession? Is this something that could hurt people with particular kinds of mortgages?
Less so. I think that's been sort of less popular over time, especially after that crunch. So I think, you know, if you sort of have a mortgage and you haven't sort of refinanced into a lower rate mortgage, given the low mortgage rate going on right now, it's been going on for the past year or so. I think for a certain period of time, it was the 30-year fix was below 3%. That might be something to look into, but that's sort of more prevalent for people now.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Jerry is with us in Viola. Jerry, hi.
Hi.
What'd you want to ask about, Jerry?
I'd like to know, is the Fed a government agency or is it a privately owned institution?
Jerry, great question. My answer, Taylor, is yes. A little of both, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, so they're government servants. The Fed chair is nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate, but it's independent. So once the Senate confirms whoever the president nominates, the Fed chair acts independently and isn't controlled by any sort of other body of government. And that was sort of like the interesting thing last go. You sort of see over the course of time, presidents sort of get a little frustrated with Fed chairmen and who raise rates in the middle or near elections. So you kind of see that. But typically, you try and the Fed tries to be as apolitical as possible. That's why you don't really see Powell talk to, doesn't really support legislation with rare exceptions. And so they really try to be separate. And that's actually one reason why I think people should be a little cautious about there definitely being three rates hikes next year, because one of those potential windows when they could raise rates is September, and September is pretty close to the November midterms. And I wonder if the Fed may want to not sort of step in or make any sort of policy action while, you know, people start casting votes, especially early on. So that might be one reason why the Fed doesn't act as aggressively as people think right now.
You mentioned that the idea of raising interest rates is kind of like the brakes in your car to slow things down. Is there any signal from the Federal Reserve if they're going to be like tapping those brakes or slamming on them if and when we do see these interest rate increases?
Powell has been very, very deliberate. He talks a lot. He's very communicative. It's very easy to know what he thinks. He has been wrong. You know, he was wrong about transitory. But, you know, in August of 2020, he gave this speech about the Fed sort of welcoming somewhat higher inflation than 2%, and which is just to say that the Fed is going to be very deliberate about what it does, but what it's going to do. And right now it's been telling people that it's going to taper more quickly. So that should run its course in April. And then maybe in June, they'll consider raising rates depending on what happens with COVID and people going back to work and inflation. So I don't think you should worry about, you know, like a 1994 situation where, you know, they rapidly raise rates and no one knows what's happening. The Fed is going to make it as sort of gradual as possible.
Taylor, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us again.
It's my pleasure, and go Packers.
That's Taylor Tepper, a Packer fan apparently, and senior financial analyst with Forbes Advisor, and a personal finance journalist who's covered a wide range of financial topics in a variety of outlets. He was with us today to break down the Federal Reserve, what it is, how it works, how its changes to interest rates can impact you, and how it's trying to deal with current concerns about inflation.